Coming to you guys live from Time Warp Comics and Games in beautiful downtown Cedar Grove, New Jersey.
Whoa.
That guy.
I'm Jason Brown.
And I'm Steve Stranger. Welcome to Super Action Smash. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we sit here. How you doing? And we talk about the latest stories. We find some stories out there on the interweb tubes. And we bring them to you as he does a little dance.
What do you want to know?
So, what do you want to know about stuff? We're a news show. Technically, we're a news show. And we do live commentary about the thing. We don't really, you know, go
more
out there.
More credible than CNN.
We are. We're not fake superhero news here, ladies and gentlemen. No. We are real people.
You're the real biz.
That's right. So I got a bunch of stories here, and we're going to go over them and talk about them.
Whoa.
And we'll see where it leads us.
Wow.
Wacky, crazy stuff. Mostly superhero news, since we are Super Action Smash. We are in a comic book store that is currently open, so you will be hearing noises around us, which is perfect because it creates the environment.
Means you guys can come in here and just punch us in the face.
Punch him in the face.
Punch me in the face.
You don't want to punch an Italian in the face.
Don't.
Trust me.
I'm also Italian.
Well, you can punch part of you because you're part Italian.
Part of me, that's true, yeah.
All of me, I will punch you back hard.
All of my face.
All of my face. Are you a fan of Godzilla?
I am a fan of Godzilla.
So, a long time ago, there was a show, this movie called Godzilla vs. King Kong.
Wow.
And it
was forever ago.
When you're young, it's like the coolest thing in the world because you got a guy in a super suit, you know, and like a rubber suit, and then like a guy in a hairy suit, because I wear a hairy suit 24/7.
Yeah.
And then they beat each other up. You're like, oh my God, this is awesome.
It's everything you need.
And it's 1970s. People are Japanese, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, they're going to, with all the special effects they got now, Godzilla versus Kong
is coming. It's way scarier
out.
Now.
So Adam Wingard, you know this director.
I do,
He's going to direct this. Tell me more about Adam Wingard. Is it Wingard or Weingard or Wing...
Wingard. I'm
Wingard.
Wingard. Adam Wingard.
Rabinowitz? Is it?
He directed Your Next.
Me?
Directed,
I am?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Oh,
nice, guys.
You.
Thanks for hanging
thanks
out
for
with
coming.
Us. Appreciate it. Live comic book store. It's awesome. I love the interaction.
There's wonderful people who come in here.
Mm-hmm.
They buy comics.
And they're polite, which is good.
And we're going to talk about comics.
Yeah, I'm not being facetious. I actually enjoyed that interaction.
That was nice.
Yeah.
People are nice.
So Adam Wingard.
Adam Wingard.
Yeah.
Predominantly a horror director.
Yeah, yeah.
He did the reboot of Blair Witch. He did Your Next, which is super cool. Everyone should go check that out. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
He did The Guest, which is also on Netflix, I believe.
He also has Death Note.
His Death Note, that's coming out. That's
coming.
That's the Netflix version of the film.
The anime. Would that be anime?
Of the anime.
Yeah. Yeah.
So many iterations of Death Note. All very cool. So he's going to give his twist on it, which will hopefully be good.
I probably should know more about him, shouldn't I?
I don't know. You can.
You're mostly, I mean, you're real. I mean, I was a big horror fan for a very long time.
I like horror.
Then I kind of transitioned over to action and superhero films and the occasional indie flick.
I'll take it all.
You know. This is a film I saw called Acoustic Hearts.
I don't think at all.
Which was pretty awesome, you know.
I was in that. This dumb mug was in that movie.
And you can recognize you now because he was actually,
I'm
you
closer
know,
to how
closer
I looked.
Shaved, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's at Warner Brothers and Legendary Entertainment's MonsterVerse is once again looking towards horror directors for his future productions. I really like this because now, much like I said in previous shows, I've always held firm that Star Wars is not a science fiction movie. Star Wars is an adventure movie.
You gotta make people mad.
Bring it.
It's a sci-fi adventure.
It's a sci-fi adventure. And before that, all these science fiction movies were just, you know, creepy, weird...
Space!
Zardoz, X-1138 type of movies, which were very weird and demented and nobody understood them.
Yeah.
And then George Lucas was like, nah, we're gonna make an adventure movie. So they're taking horror adventure, much like Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness, two of my favorite films in the universe.
Do you like those?
Is the right way to go. I'm a bit of a fan of those two.
Hey, David, like them.
Godzilla, King of the Monsters, already set to be directed by Michael Dougherty. That film's going to arrive in 2019.
Yes.
And then the 2020 showdown between King Kong and Godzilla is going to happen with Adam Wingard. So that's how you got to wait until 2020. 2018 is not going to be the year of superheroes. And I think 19 and 20 is going to be the year of the
monsters.
Horror monsters. Yeah.
Spooky monsters, because we talked about it on last week's episode.
The Dark Universe.
Yeah, the Dark Universe. The old school monster universe. Everything's getting monstery now. I like
because there's no new ideas anywhere.
That's fine.
Yeah, but did I seem bitter for a second?
A little bit.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I promise myself to be more positive because I've been really negative as of late.
But it's okay. You can be critical.
I can be critical.
That's fine.
Yeah. Godzilla vs. Kong will, by distance, be the biggest production to date by Adam Wingard, and it's already got a release date. So we said 2020. They're looking at May 22nd. 2020. A lot of twos going on there.
A lot of twos.
No casting news as of yet, except for, you know, those Kong guys and the Godzilla guy. So.
Except for the old King Kong and the old Godzilla.
Growing up, I was the biggest Godzilla fan. I actually, one of the first movies I ever went to was Godzilla versus Megalon.
Oh.
Which sounds like a mall in Long Island. Have you been to the Megalon?
It's probably there.
It's very good.
I think Godzilla fought it.
I think he fought.
You see him fighting a mall?
Just fighting a mall.
Just punching it out.
When I went there, and this is back in the 70s when I was a pup.
A little pup.
And I remember going to the, going, this is like, they need to bring back this, the showbiz aspect. We went there and there was a guy in a Godzilla outfit fighting, you know, Megalon, like in the parking lot.
In the parking lot.
You know, and it was all part of the, you know, the promotion of it. And that was awesome.
People do that now. Like, you'll see, like, when Star Wars movies come out, people always dress up to go to Star Wars.
But those are people that want to see the movie. I'm talking about, we need to bring showmanship. There was a movie with John Goodman about that. You know, how he made these movies and made them a big show.
It's called King Kong.
Yes.
Kong Skull Island.
Actually, it was before that. He was actually in that, which, you know, I still haven't seen.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
But I will.
I hear it was good. I hear people liked it.
I love monsters.
Yeah.
And I like creature design, and I'm very excited for it.
What is it about it that you love so much?
I'm so into, like, the monster. Like, I love creature design. Like, anything that is just not natural, I just think is so cool.
Yeah.
I love seeing all these creepy little things people make, and, like, horror art, stuff like that. I'm so into it.
You were like my friend Rob Graydon. My friend Rob has this, like, the most amazing family of artists that he married. And his kids have become, like, an extension of him. And Rob was my best man at my wedding. I've known him since I was 17. We worked as ushers in a movie theater. And now his kids are now into cosplay.
Oh.
And they're, like, cool. They're young, but they're astoundingly talented. And you know, I think Rob actually got me into monster movies when I was younger, too. I was like, if anybody remembers the Monster Times, you may be too young to remember this. Oh! Oh!
Whoa.
Sorry, I lost my breath there for a second.
Because you're so old.
Get off my lawn.
Because he's so old.
So old.
Because he's so old.
What are you, a fetus?
What are you,
12?
I was born yesterday.
He's actually a clone of himself, But there was this thing called Monster Times, and it was a sort of a newspaper, it was a weekly newspaper, and it was all about monsters.
Sounds spooky.
It was really cool.
Can't read that. Too spooky.
Too spooky. Well, what's spooky? You wear shirts with all spooky stuff.
Hey, this isn't spooky. This is a video game. Kirby.
Oh, Kirby,
get in trouble for saying Kirby, probably.
He's a little scary. No, we're not talking about video game.
He's kind of scary. He eats everything.
There's a guy named Kirby. That's all we know about. So
Jack Kirby.
Comic books. We were talking about Jack Kirby.
Bringing it right back.
So wrapping up, so Godzilla versus King Kong, or it's going to be called Godzilla versus Kong, I believe. May 22nd, 2020.
Super future.
Yeah. Our pal Jimmy Cams is back in the news. James
Good
Cameron.
Old Jimmy Cams, our best friend, comes on the show all the time.
Constantly.
Always here. We love talking to him.
He's behind the couch right now. He's
probably hiding out.
No.
He's so shy. Good shy Jimmy.
You're right, Jimmy.
We throw him crackers.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. We appreciate that he shows up. The quick story was I shook James Cameron's hand at a screening of Avatar at Radio City Music Hall, and I was like in the front row.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, he comes out and he did a Q&A, and it's like he's shaking everybody's hand, but, like, you know, you have that moment where it's like, he just looks up like, hey, he's like doing the thing, hey, James Cameron. And they shook my hand. I was like, all right. I made a connection with James
Best
Cameron.
Best friends since that.
Best
day.
Pals. We hang out. Me and Jimmy.
Old Jimmy Cams.
So the big thing is that James Cameron defends the fact that there has been a gap between sequels.
It's been a long time.
They opened up the Avatar world, I think, in Disney.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's super successful right now.
Tons of insane animatronics and lush worlds and
I guess if you have
whatnot.
To. I guess whatnot.
And whatnot.
The fact that, you know, the wizarding world of Harry Potter has become so amazing, you know, the immersive world, which I've been to twice because my wife's a Potterhead, so she was really into it.
Jeez.
Yeah, and
I want to go.
You should. It's fun.
Take
me with you.
Adopt me.
There's been an 11-year gap between the last sequel and this Avatar. And he says he's not too worried about that. So by the time Avatar 2 finally arrives in cinemas at the end of 2020, it'll be 11 years since the release of the original film.
It's a real future episode today.
Yeah.
Real future, real far off.
When you're watching this.
I think so far.
In 2020,
This is all be so topical.
It'll be topical. let's see there. Yada, yada, yada. Production starts in the sequels. There's going to be how many sequels, you ask?
I'm gonna go off on a limb.
Yeah.
40.
Close. 4 sequels.
Oh.
Four of them are planned. So that's basically just going to be making that and maybe a Terminator movie.
4 planned.
Yeah.
36 more to come.
Yeah. There you go. Exactly. it says, it turns out he's not worried. It was a 7-year gap between the Terminator and Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
That worked out.
A 7-year gap between Alien and Aliens.
That worked out, too.
So it worked out for him.
Maybe he's got maybe he knows something about long gaps that we don't know.
Well, the man, has more money than, people that have money.
That's true.
You know, so
it's definitely got more than I have money.
Let's see. Yada,
does
yada.
Change count?
No, well, basically, yeah. So it's going to, so there's 10-year gap between that. So he says, let's see, there's certainly of 3 more films beyond that. There's a very different concept with the audience, and a lot of the delay has been around creating that overall vision.
11 years between every sequel.
I think the thing with James Cameron is that he's so technical oriented.
Yeah, he really cares about how it looks, and he won't make it unless he knows he can make it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Which I appreciate. And he's not hurting for money, so he can take his time if he wants to.
Yeah, I think he's waiting to do the other sequels until he opens up a pocket dimension into an actual Pandora world.
Exactly.
And he'll just film it live, and it'll be way cheaper.
To like a VR. You know what I'm looking forward to? Holography in movies, where you just go in there, and it's not on a flat screen. And it's just interactive. It's just, you're just interacting in that world.
You're in the movie?
I don't say in the movie. I'm saying it's like 3D, but you don't have to wear the glasses.
Oh.
And it's all...
It's just a chip in your brain?
No. If you want to do that, they're perfectly fine. But it's like, it's not a flat screen anymore. It's just, it's like a 3D dimensional world that you're looking into.
Weird.
And I think James Cameron wants to create that. I think he's waiting for technology. Either he's going to create it, or he's going to... Actually, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Are you a fan of Avatar at all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You a fan of Avatar?
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, we're trying.
I will appreciate what it tried to do.
Okay.
But I don't know. I thought the plot didn't blow me away. And I'm not a huge Sam Worthington guy. And I didn't think he was that great.
He tries.
He tries, though.
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver.
I was really turned off on him because of Terminator.
Okay.
When he was in Terminator, and I was like, what are you doing, bro?
Was that Salvation?
Yeah. He was slipping in and out of different accents, and I was like, where are you from? You don't even know where you're from.
Is he Australian?
I believe he is, yeah, but he was slipping into it during his, like, he was trying to be like an American guy. He was like, oh, John Connor.
You know, the Australian like, accent is very hard to lose. I know, because I was born in Australia.
Ask Hugh Jackman.
Exactly. Hugh Jackman. Which ask him.
I just got Logan the other day.
Ugh. I finally saw Logan.
Ugh, great, right?
Yeah, it's really... I want to see this... I want to see the... I think it's called the Black and Silver edition.
The noir version.
It's like... It's very... It's very contrasty black and white. And
yeah.
I hear it's supposed to be pretty amazing. And
it's the same film, but it's got filter.
Yeah, it's the same, but it just looks starker.
They did it with...
More
stark. With the Tony newest Stark. Mad Max as well. They did a...
A black and chrome
like
version,
black
yeah.
Black and chrome.
Black and chrome, yeah. So...
It's also super cool.
It's... just to go off on our tangents...
That's what we do.
As we do.
Tangent alert.
Tangent alert.
We need like a bar.
Beep, 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 beep. I'll do that in post-production.
Cool.
I wasn't expecting Logan to be... I knew it was good, but I wasn't expecting to be as good and as hardcore... it is everything you've always wanted Wolverine to do with the adamantium claws. He does like 10 times over. And then his little girl, the little girl in that
X-23
does even more.
Yeah.
And she's an awesome actress. The fact that she can actually, speak X Grandma Down.
Did you see her they leaked her audition tape?
I didn't see it, no.
She starts like going off in Spanish during the middle of the audition,
yeah.
And then she starts beating up Hugh Jackman. She's like punching his arm and stuff.
And the actual
audition? Director loved it. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
He thought that it was great that she just went out there and just beat the crap out of Hugh Jackman.
Well, see, that's the key to movies, kids. Beat up Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, I can't wait to beat up Hugh Jackman.
We're kidding.
He would rip me in half.
He would just grab you and just go.
I believe he is the actual Wolverine, and they were just filming him documentary style for all these movies.
You know, it's strange because he looks nothing like Wolverine in the comic books, and yet he is one of the best Wolverines I think I've ever seen.
I don't know if it's going to be a real long time before they recast Wolverine.
Are they going to recast him?
You kind of have to have like a grace period, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like they did with the Joker, you know? They had to wait a while until the Heath Ledger-ness kind of died down. They're like, all right, let's introduce this cup of garbage.
And some people... You need a short and squat. I mean, Wolverine is short and squat, you know? Yeah. And if you see some of the... if you go to Bat in the Sun and see Superhero Beatdown, search Wolverine versus Wonder Woman, which is out right now. Bat in the Sun does something called Superhero Beatdown, where they do some mostly live action, maybe like, you know, 10 or 15 minute videos, where they take superheroes and they have them beat the crap out of each other. And,
oh, that sounds dangerous.
And it's awesome. It's beyond awesome. And like the Wolverine that they cast in Wolverine versus Wonder Woman is short and squat.
Oh.
You know, and it's pretty
Peter Dinklage.
If Peter Dinklage plays Wolverine, I am on board 100%. I would love to see that.
He's an incredible actor. He can do anything.
He's brilliant.
Just let him do whatever he wants.
He transcends, you know...
Everyone.
He's just... He has a presence about him.
From Elf to Game of Thrones. Look at you.
Look at you.
I got you.
He was almost going to play Puck, I believe, in Alpha Flight.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Yeah, and then it just never happened.
He's a classic X-Men character, Puck.
Speaking of X-Men...
Did I just transition?
He just transitioned.
What?
So there's a little film called Deadpool, which you might have heard about.
No. What's it about?
I don't know. It's like about a pool. It's a pool where you die.
Oh. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
You know, like Swim Fan?
Yes. Ooh,
that's
a deep cut right there. See the movie Swim Fan? Wow.
That You're the only one.
Creepy movie. Yeah. Maybe the three of us have seen Swim Fan. Google Swim Fan, search it on your streaming, and it's an awesome film. So Deadpool 2 is going to add a new villain to the show. We already know that Josh Brolin is playing Cable.
What can he play?
Zazie Beetz is playing Domino.
Ooh, the power of luck.
Power of luck. That's her power. She has luck.
It's pretty nice. It's like, I'd go for that.
I would. If you wanted a superhero, just have luck.
Yeah.
That's all you do. So Jack, is it Kesey? Kesey?
We're going to say Kesey.
K-E-S-Y.
That's why. I should probably
learn to pronounce these things before I start.
Nah. It's more fun doing it on the fly.
He's going to be seen in the movie Baywatch.
I learn how to read every day.
Every day.
I forget every night.
The rumor mill says that he may be Black Tom Cassidy.
I'm not familiar with this character. Are you familiar with this character?
Yeah. He was in the Hellfire Club.
Oh.
One of the participants in the Dark Phoenix saga. He was the one in the comic books who unleashed the Dark Phoenix.
Uh-oh.
He unleashed the powers within Jean Grey.
And they're going to make a Dark Phoenix movie.
So maybe this may tie in.
With Sophie Turner.
Because Sony has been kind of stepping up when it comes to the connected universes. So maybe, you know, this is the beginning of that. And then there's rumors that Deadpool 2 is going to cross over with X-Men pretty soon. So,
I can see that.
But it says here, Black Tom Cassidy, a man with particular powers surrounding plant life.
Kind of like a male version of Poison Ivy.
A little bit.
I assume,
a little
right?
bit. And like really,
like
you know.
A swamp thingy kind of guy?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. So, you know, he's very steampunkish in the comic books.
Okay.
John, I'm down for that. If you're a fan of art, John Byrne, I believe, created the best version of him, according to my, you know, way of thinking.
Very cool.
So if you can collect it, if you can find it on digital. The whole Dark Phoenix saga, Black Tom Cassidy.
Black Tom Cassidy
plays a role in that.
So that's an interesting character for a Deadpool film. I'd like to see that.
Well, the thing is, I think he's Deadpool can make fun of him very easily because he's very into himself and very flamboyant, and Deadpool could just rip him to shreds verbally and physically. I think
that's what he does best.
Yeah, you know, he's very good at cutting down people who think they're so amazing about themselves. That's a person you want
it's
in your
like
life.
Me with myself,
pretty much. Yeah. Let me go on here. Elsewhere, while a lot of recent news about Deadpool 2 has focused on the casting, there's more going on behind the scenes as the film goes into production. It looks like we can expect an increase in the kind of savage and brutal insults dished up by Weasel, our pal Weasel. When the
Which
sequel,
we talked about last week,
well, yeah,
I think,
we'll,
on the show.
We'll come in. So,
T.J. Miller, Weasel.
Who's rumored to be leaving.
He is. It's confirmed. He's leaving Silicon Valley.
Mm.
If anybody watches that show, very cool.
When that first came out, I thought it was really just about, you know, Steve Jobs, but it really kind of is in a way, but it's not. Is it set in present day, or is it?
Yeah, present day.
Present day. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Written and created by Mike Judge, who...
Oh, it's Mike Judge.
Yeah. Office Space fame, Beavis and Butthead, you know. That dude just has... He's got a really particular way of doing kind of normal people in, like, absurd situations.
Yeah.
He's really good at writing that kind of stuff.
He's responsible also for one of my favorite films called Idiocracy.
Very topical film today.
It's supposed to take place 500 years in the future. Right now.
2017.
right now. Where a professional wrestler becomes president. And if you know, Mr. Trump was in the WWE briefly. So
also, we could have Johnson Hanks 2020. So
The Rock and Tom Hanks 2020. They got my vote.
I would vote for that too hard.
In a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
Lop the people's elbow on climate change.
If we could also go off on... Tangent alert. Tangent alert.
Whoop, whoop,
I want you, when you're done watching this, either rent or stream or do whatever you need to do to watch Idiocracy and learn.
It's actually really great.
It's the story Very is... Funny. Do you know the story?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. I've seen it a bunch of times. You tell them.
Okay.
I don't even know anything.
It's all about a regular average guy who works for the Army, and he just wanted to just live a normal life. And then he volunteers for an experiment to go into suspended animation for a year. But what happens is, there's a problem, of course, and he has hurtled 500 years into the future.
It's kind of like Futurama.
In a way, it's very much like Futurama. And then when he wakes up, this average guy has become the most intelligent person in the world because the world has gotten stupider. So stupid. Where it's like everything is just horribly commercialized and like, I think it's like, is it Costco becomes like its own state? You know, you can go to college at Costco.
There's
and
so many crazy little jokes. The more you watch it, the more you see the jokes.
And I think it got buried because they used a lot of actual trademarks. And a lot of people got angry. You know, things happen at Starbucks, which you can't really talk about. The reason you go to Starbucks is not for coffee, it's for other things. So, it became, you know, it became a biting satire of today's society, but even though it's 500 years in the future. Now, he has to, like, solve the world's problems because they ran out of water. Because they're
out of plant.
Yeah, they're using, like, you know, a Gatorade-like substance because, you know, it's got electrolytes, is what your body craves.
So you need it.
Yeah, and it kind of goes into the whole world about how the world just gotten stupider and stupider because more of the stupid people were breeding because the smart people didn't want to breed. And that's what happened to the world. So, smart people, start breeding. Save the world. Okay?
Come down to Time Warp Comics and start breeding.
Just breed right in front of us. Yeah.
Because we do it live, folks.
What was your first reaction when you saw that movie? Did it feel real to you?
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is really funny, but also kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can start to see stuff leaning towards this, like, oh, geez, like, we might be here in, like, 10, 15... Back then, it was like, oh, this is, like, maybe 20, 30 years
This could
years
never late. Happen in our society.
Yeah.
It happened.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
That's one of those indicator movies when you talk to somebody and go, what do you think of Idiocracy? I didn't get it. Okay, it's about you.
You were in it?
It's the movie's about you. So.
Terry Crews is in it.
Terry Crews plays the president.
Terry Crews.
You know, he plays the president who is a former professional wrestler. And
best friend Terry Crews. Come on the show, Terry.
Do you know Terry?
I wish. He seems like the nicest person.
The man is like, could destroy you with a punch, and he seems like the nicest, biggest teddy bear there is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could be that way.
You could, if you work out.
I don't know how.
Got to pump some iron.
In one hand.
He's got the. He hurt his finger, by the way, in case you're wondering.
I need to get a robot hand.
He has a robot hand.
Hey, Tony Stark, give me a robot hand, you jerk.
Help me give him a. Give him a. What's a. In Iron Man 3, give everybody money? Or is that Captain America? It all blends together for me. Fan of Harley Quinn, are you?
Yeah.
Harley Quinn has been confirmed for season 3 of the Gotham finale.
Get out of town.
The guy who plays Bruce Wayne, David Mazouz.
Mazouz.
So it says here, fan favorite Harley Quinn has been confirmed for the season 3 Gotham finale, according to Movie Pilot on the site. He says, this is him quoting, she's going to be in the finale, stay tuned. From the mouth of Bruce, baby Bruce Wayne. Oh no, we left Kevin at home. There has been speculation about the appearance of the character, especially after executive producer John Stevens spoke about it back in January.
Well,
he said we might see her in an episode 22.
Might.
Teasing that the character will be a launching point for the main plot of the show's fourth season, which I can only assume, you know, is Joker.
Oh.
You know, I think it's about time Joker showed up.
Now, here's the thing I want to know.
Go ahead.
I haven't seen much of Gotham.
Because of Hulu.
Because of the Hulu.
Because of the Hulu.
Even though I think it's on Netflix now. I'm so behind. There's a million shows to watch.
I've been watching it. Yeah.
So many things to watch.
Every time we watch Gotham, my wife goes, Gotham. And then we laugh.
Gotham.
And we laugh.
But here's the thing, okay, yeah. I'm confused about. So Bruce Wayne is a kid on the show, right?
Yes.
But they're establishing his rogues gallery as, like, adults already?
They're young adults.
Young adults. So does that imply that everybody is way older than Batman, like, at all times?
In this universe, yes.
That's weird.
They're walking a fine line because they have to satiate the audience that loves this. Otherwise, we'd have brooding Bruce Wayne talking about how horrible his life is, and that would suck.
Mm.
But I think after the first season, maybe even like middle of second season, they realized we got to amp this up.
I heard it gets better.
It gets a lot better. It gets very stylistic, if that's the word, stylish.
Stylish.
Almost campy. It was borderline campy, but then it got darker and darker, and people were dying, and like they can
that's
go
good.
In different ways that you can't understand if it's real or is that the person? Because like they tease the Joker so many times.
I remember, you know, seeing like this like one guy, you know, the kid with the mouth.
Good friend of mine, James Mount, who was actually in one of my movies called The Dress, played a character and who played sort of a Joker acolyte. Which is pretty awesome. So I'm one degree away from Gotham, which I'm very happy about.
There you go.
I actually did go to a casting call for Gotham one time.
What happened?
It didn't work out.
Oh.
I'm here. So whatever. I had a good time. I got to be on the set of Gotham. So how freaking cool was that?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's always cool.
So let's see here. Well, to answer your question, Mazouz, who plays a young Bruce Wayne, also teased a bit about what happens to his character in the Gotham finale. He said, something major happens in the very last scene of season 3 for Bruce. He makes a decision.
What?
That decision will influence what he does. I don't know what's happening in season 4 yet. I haven't had a script or talked to writers about what's going on. But where I see it going is somewhere I've wanted to see it go for a very long time.
Time jump.
There you go. Maybe.
Adult Bruce. Yes. Everybody's geriatric.
Yes, exactly.
He's beating the crap out of old people.
Well, it says here, Bruce is going to be very busy taking on this new role that he assumes at the end of season 3, and I think it's going to be very cool.
Because he's such a youngster, maybe he'll start off as Robin.
Maybe Batman is Robin. What a twist! M. Night Shyamalan shows up and says, Batman's Robin.
Oh. Speaking of Batmans...
Yes.
He's in the new Justice League movie.
Batman?
Yeah.
Of course he is.
Did you know that?
Of course I did.
He's part of it.
Yeah.
You know who else is in Justice League?
Who?
Aquaman.
What?
The Aquaman.
Hello?
A giant fish.
Hello, I'm Aquaman. Nice to meet you.
I brought fish.
But, you know, when is the Aquaman story set?
Forever from now.
Because, you know, Wonder Woman is set before.
It's a prequel.
It's like in the 30s. Yeah, 20s?
Very, very topical.
The 10s?
World War One.
World War One.
It's a World War One film.
Where was that? Was that around here?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, it was, actually.
So, let's see. So, although we've known Aquaman, which opens on December 21st,
2018.
And then the Justice League movie is November 17th, 2017.
That's this year.
Yeah.
Huh.
Jeez. Wow. 3 years before my birthday.
Technically.
We're going back in time.
If you go back in time, it is before.
The film will not be like the upcoming Wonder Woman, which is mostly set before the events of Man of Steel and Batman v Superman.
And it'll be played by a guy. So not like Wonder Woman at all.
It won't be Aquawoman. Yeah. It'll be Aquaman.
Although Mara isn't it. Queen Mara.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Is that Amber Heard?
Yes.
Yeah.
She plays a mermaid woman.
Mer-person.
A mer-person.
Aquaman will make reference to Justice League. There will be some reference of something that preceded Aquaman that will be in Aquaman. I believe that is the intention. James Wan?
Yes. Another predominantly horror director.
Exactly. Didn't he make one of them, the Too Fast and the Too Furiouses?
He did one of the Fastest.
One of the Fastest and the Furiouses.
And then he did Insidious, and he did other horror
films. Other films that were horror?
Spooky Guy.
So he was in Spooky Guy. He made Spooky Guy.
He made Spooky Boy 2.
The movie takes place in a world where Justice League has happened. Huh. And Man of Steel has happened. And Wonder Woman, obviously, has happened.
Obviously.
So it goes. So that's where we have the most ability to freeform. We could do a movie that takes place after Justice League, and we could do a movie that takes place after Batman v Superman. Well, not really. You can't do a movie in between Batman v Superman and Justice League.
They're going to be back to back.
Yeah. So we have Amber Heard as Mira. We have Willem Dafoe as Nuidus Volko.
I don't know who that is.
And,
sounds scary, though. It's Willem Dafoe. He's a villain, for sure.
Willem Dafoe, he just show up.
He's got a villain face.
Just be Willem Dafoe.
But he's good at it.
he's created a career for himself just being Willem Dafoe. Yeah.
I always thought he would make a really cool Joker.
He would have, yeah. Why wasn't
he
Joker?
He still can.
Yeah.
But I always thought it'd be really neat. But now he's going to be an Aquaman, so he can't do it now.
If they ever make a live-action Killing Joke, I'm thinking he should be Joker.
I don't know if they'd ever touch on that, though. They did the animated version.
Yeah?
I don't know if they'd do
it. He's shaking his head no. I say yes.
They'd never do it.
Tell
us
to it. No, they're shaking their head no, too. I'm still going to say yes.
They'd never do it. They'll never do it. After that animated one. Yeah.
Well, especially after that animated one. They need to step up and do a live-action version.
I want 2 more hours of Batgirl before Killing Joke, please.
Exactly. And then, well, we got Joss Whedon doing Batgirl, so that's going to happen. I'm going to stay true. I think we should do a live-action Killing Joke, and I think it should be Willem Dafoe.
Do a live-action Long Halloween instead. There you go. That's a good Joker story.
Okay. Actually, I don't know that one.
I'll let you borrow it sometime.
All right.
Bring it on the show.
Yeah.
We'll read it live.
I should probably just give you all the comic books that I bought here at Time Warp Comics and Games.
I could give you some of mine, too.
All right. We could do like a trade.
We'll do like a swap. We'll
do
like a swap.
Do you have a comic book you want to give us? If you do, we'll give you... You can be a subscriber. Does that work?
That's how it works. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Isn't that how Super Sales got fired?
You subscribe to Super Action Smash.
Yeah.
And then we can give you comics.
But how can we give them comics, though? Because I can't mail things.
Oh, all right. I don't know where any post office is.
Do they still exist? Does real mail still exist?
Take a picture of it and I'll send it to you digitally.
I pass it by on the way here. I can just send an email.
Email.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for. Digital mail carriers. They pass emails around.
We've gone off the rail.
That's it. We're so gone.
They just, don't even know where I am. Just stand outside your house and go, here's an email. Bye. Walk away.
That's so much easier.
Yes, you can do
it.
How
convenient.
Well, that wraps us up, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for hanging out with us at Time Warp Comics and Games in beautiful downtown Cedar Grove, New Jersey. Hey, that guy.
Jason Brown.
And I'm Steve Strangio. Thanks for hanging out with us. This has been Super Action Smash. We will talk to you soon.